Progress Test 4. The questions for this are in the teacher's book. You will hear part of a lecture about oil recovery from the sea. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
Today we are most fortunate to have with us a guest lecturer from the United Arab Emirates who's been working with a team of colleagues at the University in Al Ain on oil recovery. He's here to talk to us today about this most valuable work.
Thank you and good morning. I'm going to talk about the work we've been doing on oil recovery in an attempt to reduce the environmental damage caused by crude oil being spilt into the sea. This is mainly oil that has been spilt from oil tankers, and as I'm sure you're aware, this results in large oil slicks floating on the surface of the oceans, which are a huge hazard to wildlife and the environment generally. It is an alarming fact that for every 1,000 barrels of crude oil which is transported around the world, one of those barrels ends up in the sea. Our feeling here at the university was that this damage could be dramatically reduced if a recovery ship were able to follow behind and mop up the slick. And not only would the damage be greatly reduced, but at the end of the process, we would have a saleable product because we would be able to sell this oil. So, we set ourselves the task of designing a ship that could capture oil floating on the surface of the ocean. I might add that people have been trying to do this for over 30 years, so far without any great success, because they always run up against the same problem: how can you do this without collecting water? At present, the standard way of mopping up oil spills is by surrounding the slick, and then the salvage team gathers up the oil. But the effectiveness of this method depends on the type of oil, and you always get a certain amount of water in it. And as well as that, there is further damage to the environment, because any oil which is left behind has to be dealt with using chemicals, and these chemicals are harmful to the environment. We've been working on a prototype design, and we think we may be close to solving the major problem. So far, we have only produced a model, but we are pretty confident that it can work. Here is a picture of the model. The model is to scale and is 60 centimeters in length from one end to the other. We floated it in a bath of water, which contained a 1 liter slick of crude oil. In order to simulate the conditions that you'd find at sea, the bath was agitated to create waves. The ship floated over the oil, and in only a couple of minutes, it had recovered 99% of the oil slick. Yeah. Let's have a look at how the technique works. On board the ship, there is a large tank. Before the ship leaves the dock, this tank is filled with seawater. You can see that here in the diagram. When the ship approaches an oil slick, it opens a series of holes in the bottom of the hull to connect the water in the tank to the water outside. Now, as the ship moves along, its specially designed hull shape forces any oil it meets underneath the boat past the holes. The oil rises through the holes in the base of the ship, displacing the water in the tank. Because oil is less dense than seawater, the oil rises up through the holes to the top of the tank. Then, as it builds up in the tank, it gradually displaces the seawater until the tank contains nothing but oil. Then the holes are closed and the ship can return to dock to unload its cargo. There's been a fair bit of interest in our ship, and we're working on building a larger version to test in open water. Obviously, that's going to require funding, and a number of countries are interested. However, the real challenge now is of a practical nature. There are very few countries in the world that will permit oil to be spilt deliberately into the ocean so that they can test out new technologies in realistic conditions. This is a problem that we need to overcome in order to ensure the success of our project. Now, are there any questions?
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. At the end of the real test, you will have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.